Hey everybody, it's Kelly and Wade, and we're coming in hot.
Are you?
Tonight we're talking a little bit about how, well, okay, so Wade and I got engaged in November of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to get married in the summer of 2020. Well, as everybody knows, summer of 2020 wasn't so great. So we had to postpone it to February of 2021. Well, as everyone knows, still not okay.
So and everyone knows equals COVID.
Yes, you don't have to explain.
Who's gonna call it out for those not in the know? That's what everyone knows means.
So we're postponing it now to 12/31/21, and we're going to have a New Year's Eve wedding.
Which should be interesting.
That's what we're gonna stick to, baby.
Yeah, there's been so many changes, and at this point, it's like, you know, how far, you know, where do you want it to go? You know what I mean? Like, what's the ideal? Because you can't really, you can plan, but you can't plan 100%.
Hopefully everyone will be vaccinated at this point.
Well, let's talk about that. There's some people that's a controversial subject for some folks. Pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I'm pro-vaccine. I have had all vaccines. So, I'm okay with having another one.
I'm glad. I didn't know that, but thanks for telling me. Now I feel extra safe.
In public schools, you have to have all your vaccines. So, my daughter Jane's coming down live on a podcast. Jane's father's in the house.
Guest star? You want to say hello? So, you know, you're vaccinated, which is a good thing.
Yes. Because you can't go in public schools without
vaccination. I don't know how I can take care of you if you have polio. That'd be unfortunate.
Very
have to carry you around. Or if you have measles, mumps, or rubella, that would be unfortunate.
That's not even funny.
I'm just saying.
That, like, destroyed.
Those are the vaccines that we have now. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And now we got this new one coming up. And then everybody that, I'm just going to say it, you know, everybody that's black, they all of a sudden they remember Tuskegee. I remember.
That's not funny. I don't know why I laughed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you busted out laughing at that one.
Because it was ridiculous that you
Look,
mentioned
Look, everybody
it,
knows.
But
the,
it was horrible. Right,
let's just say.
It actually makes me want to throw up.
Let's just be real. Everybody knows that pre, like, 95, when the Tuskegee Airmen came out on HBO with Cuba Gooding Jr., nobody knew who Tuskegee was. Even though it was like a historical, like, black institution, and then stuff happened, and they turned it into an experiment.
It was awful. They actually took human beings from and they tricked them, manipulated them, and
they gave them viruses.
Syphilis.
Yeah, it was bad.
And gonorrhea. And did experiments on them for money. It was disgusting.
It was really bad.
It was almost like they were treated like mice.
So now, all of a sudden, you know what I mean? In today's times, when we talk about vaccine for COVID,
and of course they were black.
Everybody, that's what it was. Yeah, that's a fact.
It was awful.
Everybody now is looking at the COVID vaccine, and they're just saying, like, you know, Tuskegee, not comfortable with it. Mm. Now, you know, when you had to put your kid in the daycare or into school or whatever it is that you do, anybody, not you personally, Kelly, I'm talking about people in general.
Yeah.
They're going to ask for their inoculations is what they call them, right? And if you don't got them, they're not going to be in that school.
They may or not.
You know what I mean?
They may not be allowed.
Yeah. And nobody's calling out Tuskegee. You know what I mean? At that moment, right? But then the COVID vaccine comes out, you know, and we're getting money for the COVID vaccine too, because some people out of work, it's really unfortunate for them, and, you know, whatever. However, it's like, you know, how are we gonna How are we going to be calling Tuskegee with the COVID vaccine? And COVID is tearing us up and changing our way of life. But like measles, mumps, and rubella was okay, and nobody called it Tuskegee. I'm just saying. I would like to have an answer to that, and maybe we can get a guest or something that can talk about an anti-vaccine guest. And I would like to hear their perspective, because then maybe it can give us some more information. That's my thoughts. That's all.
No, I agree. You guys are amazing. Thanks for listening in. You should check out our website. To be determined. Have a great night.